Hello, everyone. My name is Narissa, and this is my brother Jeremiah, and we're from the Mid-City Church of the Nazarene. Today's second reading comes from Luke chapter 23, verses 39 through 43. One of the criminals hanging there threw insults at him. "Aren't you the Messiah? Save us and yourself." The other one, however, rebuked him, saying, "Don't you fear God? Here we are all under the same sentence. Ours, however, is only right, for we are getting what we deserve for what we did. But he has done no wrong." He said to Jesus, "Remember me, Jesus, when you come as king." Jesus said to him, "I tell you this, today you will be in paradise with me."
This is The Thief and the Cross by Lloyd Taylor. He was just a common thief, and now he must pay. His wicked deeds found him condemned to die today.
He had cheated and looted, wronged many men. His life of crime is over. A cross would be his end.
Guilty of his transgression, yes, deserving of death, he feared not the dying now, but the judgment of head.
Hell would surely be his abode, ages would end, or without end. Punished for his wickedness and a life of sin.
But this one dying near him was different than he. His eyes revealed compassion. He spoke mercifully.
The thief asked this man, "What on earth did you do?" Jesus whispered weakly, "Today I die for you."
"Dying for me?" he asked. "Who are you anyway? I'm the Lamb of God. Today's sin, day I pay."
"How may I receive pardon?" begged the repentant thief. "Forgiveness is yours truly," said Jesus. "Only believe."
"It's true. You are the one sent to die for me. Lord, I need your mercy. Please, remember me."
Jesus turned to the thief. "In mercy," he cried, "today thou shalt be with me in paradise."